The Art of Work, Section 25. Go then, eat your bread with gladness, drink your wine with a joyful heart, for today your work is blessed by God. Put on your best clothes, use your finest perfume, and enjoy each futile day of your fleeting life with the people you love. For these pleasures are God's gift to you in your toilsome labor under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for in the grave where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. And yet I also observe that the race is not always to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor does food always come to the wise, wealth to the brilliant, or success to the educated, for time and chance happen to us all. No one knows what tomorrow will reveal. As fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are captured in a snare, so people are trapped by terrible times that fall unexpectedly upon them. This section of Ecclesiastes is the living, beating heart of the book, for it is here that Kohelet brings all his teachings together. It is here that we discover that only by embracing the fact that our days are futile and fleeting can we actually enjoy today, for we understand that we cannot grasp or hold on to anything. There is nothing permanent to be gained from all our toilsome work, so we might as well enjoy the gift of the day. Being fully alive is only possible when we make peace with our approaching death and accept just how transitory this life really is. Only then do we release the burden of being driven to achieve great goals or a notable career, for we have learned to enjoy our work and put our hand enthusiastically to whatever comes our way, even if it lasts only for today. We have no delusions about getting justly rewarded for our great knowledge, our incredible strength, or even our wisdom. For tomorrow could take any or all of these away from us in the swirling dust of time and chance. We have accepted these realities, that this is our lot in life, and fighting against God's intentions for us is completely and utterly futile. It is in this place that we find peace, for we are no longer having anything to prove, nothing to strive for, nothing to gain. It is a life of honesty, humility, and rest. And for that very reason, it will elude most of us, for we continually try to define ourselves by what we accomplish, and letting go of that ideal is incredibly difficult. Even as I write and watch the sun rising over the valley, I know that I am still fighting for more. I am creating this podcast to make something more of myself, to use my early hours of this day for a higher purpose. To try to make a name for myself or build for the future, to become something more than I am right now. And it suddenly strikes me that if I were really to embrace the teachings of Kohelet, perhaps this should be my final podcast.